You wanna know why I attacked a party and almost pulled his ear off? I've been in this company for 16 years. I was the Legend Killer, or the Apex Predator, or the Viper. But you fans are the reasons I did what I did. I've been working my ass off for 16 years for you people, and you don't give me any respect. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Do I have to wear face paint and risk my life to get respect from you people? Well, I'm going to end Jeff Hardy's career by three little words, RKO. I'm a bad mother. Now, 16 years, Randy Orton has been off and on, bad and good, bad and good. He gave a promo on SmackDown last night to basically blame the fans for him doing what he did to Jeff Hardy. Now, if it works for Randy Orton, why the heck can't you do it for Roman Reigns? I'm the big dog. I've been working my butt off in this company. My family helped build this business, and you people boo me. You make excuses why you leave the building when I'm wrestling somebody. No, well, you guys don't like me. I don't damn well like you either. Why can't Roman say something the way Randy Orton did? He can't read? And I'm not sure how many people are actually listening to this or to me. But since they updated the app, if you have any questions for me or any submissions for me, send them to me. The new 2K19 Collector's Edition is coming out, and it's going to be called the Woo Edition. You call it because it commemorates Ric Flair. And I also understand that finally, next year, hopefully, a person who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame should be in there. If WWE has the guts, they should put her in there. I think China should go in the Hall of Fame. Who out there agrees with me? Let me know. Okay, I watched Impact Wrestling tonight, and Austin Aries did a Randy Orton-esque interview, he did a promo basically saying that he's the best champion the company has, and he's offering to wrestle anybody from any other company who has to read a script on national TV because he can't remember what to say. And he's the company boy, or in other words, the big dog. And they also debuted a new girl on Impact tonight. And all I'm going to say, if you haven't seen her, Sable-esque personality, Sable-esque body. And if you don't know who Sable is, look her up on YouTube. But the new girl on Impact Wrestling debuted tonight. And one word comes to mind when I seen this girl, Sable. Okay. I found out that Monster Mania is coming to New Jersey next month. And certain people I know, who know that I can't get there the normal way. Basically, I'm told, my friend's doing it as a favor to my wife, so he got the tickets. And two people's $30, three people's $90. I can count. One of those three people is not me, shockingly. Don't know why, since I had to pay for a fucking car that I didn't know, that I never knew existed. Since I had to pay for a damn car, which I never had any proof there was anything wrong with it. And then you have Bachelorette number two, who basically tells me that Booker T, Trish Stratus,
and Lita are going to be at Monster Mania in New Jersey. How can I get there? You take the bus. That was the end of the conversation. Where do I have to go to get the bus from where I live? What number is the bus? What's the name on the bus? Oh, they don't tell you that. The convention that I want to go to at the 2300 Arena ain't until December. And that one, I'm going to that one. I don't give a damn how much the rent of my apartment is or what asshole on Girard Avenue I have to not pay in order to enjoy myself, when the only Monster Fest I can go to is outside my apartment building. Or say, yeah, outside my apartment building or on Girard Avenue outside a real estate office. All right, now, back in the day, and I want you guys to answer me if you get a chance. Did the NWA have to pay people to hate Ric Flair or to like Ric Flair? No. Did they have to pay people to cheer Dusty Rhodes? Do they have to pay people to cheer The Undertaker? No. Who's the one person that WWE has been paying fans to like, and I mean physically giving them money to like him on camera, at the live shows or at TV tapings, if they are visible to the crowd, if they are visible and can be spotted on camera, you can be paid to like one particular person. And who is this one particular person who now is so desperate that they have to bribe the fans to like him? Who else? Roman Reigns. Lotto. So WWE is doing what they never had to do during a Hulkamania time, what they didn't have to do during Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, The Rock, Steve Austin. They have to pay people to like Roman Reigns. Why can't they like him naturally? Because they don't. Okay, Vince, pay me $300 physically. Send me a check or a money order, and I'll come on here or Facebook or Instagram, and I'll say how great of a wrestler Roman is. I'll say I like him. Of course, I'll be like a politician. I'll be like the President of the United States. I can take a bribe from Vincent Putin McMahon. So just call me Mr. Trump. Now, getting to Mr. Trump. Why did his daughter, her business, go down the tubes so badly? Because she didn't know what the heck she was doing, and nobody wanted to buy what she was selling. So, of course, it's good to have your father be the president. You can work for him. I wonder how much of a salary she gets. And it's pretty bad when Melania Trump watches CNN when she's flying on Air Force One, and Donald Trump doesn't like CNN. So what does Melania say when Donald says, turn that shit off? What does she say? I don't watch my shows. You don't taste my pie. Wink, wink.
Okay. Woke up this morning.
I'll be in around Brooklyn on Saturday afternoon. Sunday, I will be in town.
Woke up this morning. You know, not too long ago, we lost three wrestling personalities that covered different companies. Nikolai Volkoff, Brian Christopher, and Brickhouse Brown. Now, again, this morning, another one has passed away. I'm doing this the Monday before SummerSlam. I'm not exactly sure of the date, but this is tonight is the go-home show for SummerSlam this coming Sunday. growing up as I did, watching wrestling on TV all this time, I have been able to watch other companies over the years. Down in Memphis, Jimmy Hart, before he came to WWE, was the head of what they call the first family of wrestling. And that was a whole bunch of people, including the Honky Tonk Man, Kevin Sullivan, and Jim Neidhart. That's right, I said Jim Neidhart. Well, when Neidhart came up to WWE with his brother-in-law, and the Hart Foundation was born. They put the Bulldog in, another brother-in-law. They put Owen in, they put Brian Pillman in, and you made the Hart, and you got the Hart Foundation. And of course, Jimmy Hart. Well, as of this morning, there's only one member of the Hart Foundation, the wrestling version of the Hart Foundation, still alive. Owen is gone, Brian Pillman is gone, the Bulldog is gone, and as of this morning, so is Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Natty Neidhart's father. It was reported this morning that Jim the Anvil Neidhart had passed away. There had been speculation as to what caused his passing. I know he was suffering from the start of Alzheimer's. Natty was very close to her dad. Now, I don't know whether this might get the WWE to put the Hart Foundation in the Hall of Fame where they belong. Now, and I may be yelled at for this, look at the teams that were in the WWE with the Hart Foundation. Demolition, the Hart Foundation, the Rockers, Marty and Shawn Michaels, all the other teams that WWE had that made money for them, that became popular, that they could sell merchandise for. And you look at and you compare those teams to what we have now. That's the reason there is no tag team division on Raw or SmackDown. They don't think they'll make any money with the tag team division. You would if there was a tag team division. This is the things that the network is for. For those of you that don't know who Jim Neidhart was or is, go on the network and look up Hart Foundation. You'll see what the Hart Foundation was. You'll see how good they were. As they were called themselves, the Tank and the Technician. Bret being the Technician and Neidhart being the Tank. Neidhart was a former pro football player. He did wrestle many years before he came to WWE with Bret. So, condolences go out to the Hart family. No one knows right now how Bret is feeling. He loses his brother-in-law, the Bulldog, Brian Pillman, then his brother, now his old tag team partner, is gone. The only member of the Wrestling Hart Foundation that is left is Bret. And this should be a sign or a signal to WWE before it's too late. While Bret is still alive, put the Hart Foundation in the Hall of Fame. Don't wait until Bret is gone to do it. Let people thank the Hart Foundation, that I would assume would be Natty, Bret, Natty, you know, posthumously accepting for her dad. Let people tell the Hart Foundation, Natty and Bret, how much they cared about the Hart Foundation before it's too late. Bret's the only one left. So Vince, smarten up. Put the Hart Foundation in the Hall of Fame where they belong while Bret is still alive to enjoy it, to hear the crowd reaction. And let Natty stand next to her uncle and accept posthumously for her dad. Put the Hart Foundation where they belong, in the Hall of Fame. Condolences go out to Natty and to Bret. the Hart Foundation me, like I said, being able to watch some of the other wrestling companies beside the WWF at the time. If you want to get, there are DVDs out. You go to RF Video. You can get the First Family of Memphis. That includes Jimmy Hart, Kevin Sullivan, and, believe it or not, Jim Neidhart, before he became the Anvil. Condolences go out to the Hart family. WWE should pay some sort of tribute tonight to the Anvil. And Jim, if you're listening to this, or if you hear this, you were one of the toughest guys I had seen. And luckily, Natty hits as hard as her father. Even maybe harder than Jim did. There are DVDs of the Hart Foundation. That's what the network is for. If you want to see Jim Neidhart's early career before he came to WWE, check out RF Video. They should have some DVDs about Jim Neidhart's early career. As I said this morning, Jim the Anvil Neidhart had passed away. For those of you listening to this that might remember the Hart Foundation, Brett and Jim, the Bulldog, Owen, Brian Pillman, and of course Jimmy Hart, who was the mouth of the team or the manager of the team for a while. The network, this is one of the things the network is good for. Go on the network, look up Hart Foundation. You'll see all the stuff the Hart Foundation did. You'll see all the teams that they fought, including the Rockers. And one of the Rockers just happens to be named Shawn Michaels. Now, it's sad to say that the only member of the Hart Foundation still alive is Bret Hart. So this goes out to the WWE. Vince, time to put the Hart Foundation in the Hall of Fame before it's too late. You've done it before. You put people in the Hall of Fame after they had died. Bret's the only one left. Put the Hart Foundation in the Hall of Fame and let Bret and Natalya be the ones in. Let Bret in and have Natalya posthumously accept for her dad. Put the Hart Foundation in the Hall of Fame while there's still at least one member still alive. This Saturday in Chicago, a historic event will take place. A historic event that does not involve anybody that works for the World Wrestling Entertainment. That means you won't hear phrases like, "This is my yard, I'm the big dog," or "We got to get Roman over." The reason why is because this Saturday is All In, done by the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes, that sold out in less time than it takes Roman Reigns to say, "I'm the big dog." And this Saturday is the one show that you know anybody that works for Vince McMahon is going to be watching. Most likely without him knowing it, and probably he's going to be watching it too, so he can see how a real show is run, where they don't keep replaying the same damn storyline all the time. Okay, the main event for this show is Cody wrestling Nick Aldis, who happens to be married to Mickie James. Yeah, I said Mickie James, for the NWA title. A title that Cody's father had 3 different times. And it didn't take Dusty Rhodes almost 3.5 years to become champion. Did it, Roman? And I'm hoping and I'm wishing Cody and the boys the best of luck. Because if this happens and it's historic, that means that there are ways, there are wrestling companies that do a much better job than the Roman Wrestling Federation. So if you're able to watch it on the Fight Network, I would advise watching All In. So you can see how non-WWE wrestlers can wrestle when they're not handcuffed or told not to do something, unless Vince McMahon invented it. Now, the other thing is,
You want to get Becky Lynch over as the bad, as the villain, and have Charlotte Flair be the babyface. It ain't going to work. You screwed it up. Becky's going to be cheered by most of the fans because they're going to get the idea that Charlotte, who now is the woman champion for SmackDown, stole Becky's spotlight. Just like you can't get the fans to cheer Roman, but you're going to try and get them to boo Strowman by bringing the Shield back together. And then you want to put the Shield against three villainous guys, Corbin, McIntyre, and Ziggler. Oh, what a main event match that's going to be. And then we get to the women's pay-per-view in October. Why is Alexa Bliss wrestling Trish Stratus? Why? Alexa must be very good at doing certain wrestling moves on her back. Who should be wrestling Trish? Somebody who can actually wrestle. Maybe Sasha Banks should be wrestling Trish and not Alexa. But I guess Alexa Bliss wrestles better on her back. Right, Vince? Or Kevin Dunn? Do you guys rehearse backstage with Alexa so you can improve her movement?
Okay. We have, what do you call it? Oh, yeah, the Super Showdown on Saturday morning from Australia, which features John Cena and Bobby Lashley taking on Kevin Owens and Elias.
I don't understand this private locker room stuff.
Supposedly, you're going to have the Shield taking on Strowman, Dolph, and Drew McIntyre. And then you have the Battle of the Attitude Eras. Triple H versus The Undertaker with Kane and Shawn Michaels in the respective corners. What's that going to set up? Shawn and Triple H, or should I say DX, taking on the Brothers of Destruction in a tag team match. Also in 2 weeks, the return of Evolution, Randy Orton, Ric Flair, Triple H, and Batista. Okay. Just watched Crown Jewel from Saudi Arabia. The new best in the world for WWE is Shane McMahon, who took the Miz's place, and yes, I did say Shane McMahon. The new Universal Champion, thanks to a screw job involving Kiss My Ass Corbin, is Brock Lesnar for the second time. That means we're going to have a title, but it's not going to be defended. Then we have DX over the Brothers of Destruction. Shawn did a lot of the moves that he used to do. This is not going to be the last time that we see Shawn for a while. So now they should be on their way back to the United States. And the host of Crown Jewel was Hulk Hogan. Hogan came out at the beginning, but we never saw him again after that. And Braun Strowman got screwed out of the Universal title thanks to Baron Kiss My Ass Corbin. The Miz possibly injured his ankle, could not continue in his final match against Dolph. Well, then Shane McMahon put himself in the match so he wouldn't forfeit to his sister. And Baron Corbin, who could have easily put himself in the match, but he didn't, basically had a fit. Now, Monday on Raw should be fun. This is another way to start the setup for Survivor Series, where already we're going to have Brock versus AJ and Ronda versus Becky and Seth and Seth Rollins versus Nakamura or whoever the U.S. champion is by the time Survivor Series rolls around.
Now, you get bank cards from certain public banks, namely Citizens Lick My Balls Bank, and you keep telling them you only have three auto payments: Boost Mobile, the WWE Network, and Dish TV. If you see anything that doesn't match those three payments, then do not authorize them to be paid. Because if I call you up and ask you why you authorized it, you'll act like a jerk and won't say, "Well, you gotta come into the bank branch, pull your pants down, and lick our ass." Well, guess what? Well, guess what? Bank of Philadelphia did. Get off my phone! That's exactly what Citizens Bank did. 2 weeks. And all they say is, you gotta come into the branch with the fight. Because we don't do anything else besides screw each other's balls. Went in with a photo ID, got me a new card. They stopped all the payments. They were supposed to block the old payments from Spotify. I get the new card. Don't use it online. Don't use it anywhere I'm not supposed to use it. And Spotify happens to show again. Take it to the bank. What do they say? Well, maybe it's coming through the Visa card itself. We gotta destroy this card so they can't use it anymore. Well, if it's coming through the Visa card itself, tell Visa to stop it. You can't alert me by my email or by calling me on the phone that there's been to see if a mystery payment that appears on my account to see if I authorize you idiots to pay it. Oh no, we can't do that. Why not? Because we're sucking each other's asses. That's why not. Okay. Almost the end of the year. Raw and SmackDown went through announced changes. They're not dealing with general managers anymore. The McMahons came out, all but one. And she's working in Donald Trump's White House right now. And they said that they're going to try and make up for not being around. So basically, they're going to be in control of both shows. Then when Tuesday came around, SmackDown did a better job of adding new stuff, adding new people than Raw did. Mustafa Ali is now a permanent SmackDown star. They moved him up from NXT. And he actually defeated Daniel Bryan on SmackDown. It looked like Daniel Bryan took, I guess you could say, an interesting bump that was unexpected on SmackDown. Paige is no longer the SmackDown general manager. They're not dealing with general managers right now. Also last night, we did see that Vince McMahon was backstage with Shane as Shane gave a pep talk. Now they're involving a different teams this time, involving the Usos and the Bar. They involved the Good Brothers, Gallows and Anderson, and they also involved Sanity. Now that makes four teams. You know, you want a better tag team division than Raw before you move to Fox next year. Start building them up now. Of course, this is a holiday week for USA. The New Day specials tonight, I guess a year in review show for them. And then Thursday is tribute to the troops. And then I guess Friday will be a review of the Miz and Maryse TV show series. Also, last night we had the Miz and Mandy Rose, which I would love to see a look on. It was funny when R-Truth made a comment that jokingly he said that it's nice to see the Miz with his wife Maryse in the ring, and the blonde girl he was in the ring with was Mandy Rose. Now, that was an interesting comment to make, knowing I would assume that the Miz's wife is watching the show. Both Raw and SmackDown for next week have been taped already. Let me see. Next week you will see Ronda Rousey taking on Natalya. That came out of a match on Monday. I may not tell you who wins that one, but you can take a guess. There won't be a title change. But there will be a title change on the SmackDown version on Tuesday, Christmas Day night. And I will put it this way. If you saw Monday Night Raw, or you saw SmackDown on Tuesday night, then you saw who Rusev called Sonic the Hedgehog, who is Nakamura. Well, Nakamura is the U.S. champion, but he hasn't defended the belt for a while. Well, that's going to change because as a la Nikita Koloff, then there could be, well, put it this way, the U.S. title will be in the arms of another foreign wrestler, and his lovely wife will also be with him. So I guess you could say next Tuesday, being Christmas Eve Day, is also Rusev Day because he's going to get a very nice gift. Now, they're also going to be bringing people up from NXT. Heavy Machinery is being moved up. EC3 is being moved up. Nikki Cross is being moved up. Although she's not in the new video game. I think they should have put her in a new game, considering they're going to move her up. So I guess that means she'll be in the next game. Also, Impact Wrestling is setting up for their, I guess you could say, the homecoming show. That they go back to Nashville. And two interesting matches for this will be Brian Cage taking on Johnny Mundo, or Johnny Impact, for the Impact title. And Tessa Blanchard takes on Talia Valkyrie for the Knockouts title. But they've added something interesting to that. Former Knockouts champion and WWE Women's champion, Gail Kim, will be the guest referee. Now you have two of the future stars of Impact, and one of the originators of Impact Knockouts. I wonder if that could lead to a three-way match. I would assume if Gail wants another shot at the title, because she did retire as the Knockouts champion. If she wants another shot at the title, and you want to learn the ropes, how better way than learn from one of the originators of the Knockouts division? Also, they're supposed to be bringing the Ultimate X match back. Ultimate X has not been done that much. Also, WWE supposedly now is not dealing with general managers, like I said. SmackDown, I think, was better than Raw. This is where you see a lot of year-end review shows. I would assume that the Pro Wrestling Illustrated, I think it's online now, we'll probably have their year-end review shows or year-end awards. I think a lot of the wrestling podcast things will probably be having their year-end award shows leading up to, we only have like say one more week before 2019. Now if WWE is going to start new stuff, then okay. But do not promise the fans that you're going to change and then right in the middle of it basically totally forget, oh, I didn't say that. So you might see a lot of new year in review shows. I might even end my rating system for the shows that the wrestling shows that I'm able to watch. I might even end them this week and let you know who the top four wrestling TV shows have been, because really, I might end it this week, or I might end it next week, and include the Christmas shows, because the following day, when they do the New Year shows, that will be for 2019.